This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The Obama administration has taken over major parts of our economy, so now the bureaucrats are eager to take over what public schools teach our children. Former school teacher and author Orlean Kerla explains their current goal, why you should be concerned, and what you can do about it. Her new book is called Common Core, A Trojan Horse for Education Reform. This national takeover of school curriculum was cleverly named Common Core State Standard Initiative, so it sounds as if it were developed by the states. But that's not true. It was developed by trade groups and corporate interests that will make a lot of money from its implementation. The Obama administration induced 46 states to give up local control of their English and math curricula through a clever carrot-and-stick method, a combination of bribery, waivers for the hated No Child Left Behind Act, and threats to cut off future federal grants. Left out of the development of this new curriculum were parents, local and state school boards, and state legislatures. The price tag to adopt Common Core standards is enormous. It's also important to note that Common Core standards will not make kids any smarter. The math standards are so substandard that the only real mathematician on the validation committee refused to approve them. He said that Common Core standards are 2 years behind international expectations by the eighth grade and then fall further behind in grades 8 to 12. The math standards downgrade the years when algebra and geometry are to be taught. The name of this very useful book is Common Core, A Trojan Horse for Education Reform, and the author is Orlean Kerla. Parents, go to Eagle Forum's website, eagleforum.org, for more information about Common Core.
College students, you're invited to the 20th annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit on July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. Get equipped to combat the liberal ideologies of multiculturalism, diversity, and feminism on your campus. Network with conservative leaders. Register in advance, and the conference is free. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system, an everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
What Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Aloha and ohayo gozaimasu and konnichiwa and good morning, good afternoon, etc. The number to call in is 800-313-9443. I'm going to cram in some news about Iceland because it's good news, and then I'm going to bring in some callers. As I said before, Iceland delivered jail sentences for 4 Kaupthing bankers. That's the biggest bank in Iceland. They go to jail. 2 of them got 5.5-year sentences and 2 more got 3-year sentences. If only we could do that in America. What they were guilty of was called a pump and dump. They did a classic pump and dump of their bank shares. It's very similar to what the very first bank, in America did, the first, national bank. They claim that a wealthy sheikh from Qatar, Khalif bin Hamad Al Thani, had purchased a multitude of shares in the bank. The reality was, well, he sort of did, but the reality was he just purchased them with money that originated from the Kaupthing Bank itself. So it just went in a circle. And, well, now they're all going to jail. So if only the U.S. had such a system of justice, but the U.S. doesn't have a system of justice, what we have is a legal system where as long as you have enough money, basically nothing's illegal. And you look at what they did with the mortgage-backed security fraud, where they were taking all the subprime loans and they packaged them together as CDOs, and they sold those off to third parties with faulty ratings because they got the ratings companies to lie and give them AAA ratings when they knew it was absolute Bernanke. And a lot of people lost all their money and people were losing their houses, and just another crazy thing they did to get around insurance with the credit default swaps is mainly from Citigroup. They created these things called SIVs, or Structured Investment Vehicle. And if you might be thinking, well, what's an SIV? In banking babble, an SIV, and forgive me for nerding out here for a second, but an SIV is a pool of investment assets that attempts to profit from credit spreads between short-term debt and long-term structured finance projects such as asset-backed securities, which is called ABS. Funding for it comes from the issuance of commercial paper that's continuously renewed, rolled over, and then the proceeds are invested in longer maturity assets that have less liquidity and pay higher yields. Okay, so in English, this means it's fraud. It's a fund that's usually offshore with an investment bank so that it can hide its obligations. For example, if an investment bank issues, let's say, $100 million worth of mortgages to homeowners, the bank can then create $100 million worth of IOUs and sell them to an SIV. So the IOUs and the mortgages are called mortgage-backed securities. That's what we mean by that term. And the SIV buys the mortgage-backed securities with cash because they are a separate company. And then the obligation on the debt is not recorded on the balance sheet for the investment bank. You see how the scandal's going? So the major problem is they buy bonds, the IOUs, the SIV is just simply selling their own bonds by using commercial paper. That's how they get the money for it. And commercial paper is just a promissory note that has to be repaid quickly after a set number of days, usually around 9 months at the max. They normally carry high interest, and they can only be created by corporations with excellent credit ratings. Well, the credit agencies are lying, first of all. So an SIV was just an invention of Citigroup, and that's the financial institution that got the largest bailout from the Federal Reserve, done completely in secret. And if to make it, I'm trying to make it even easier or more tangible. Let's say, imagine Alex borrows money from Bob and he loans it to Carl, right? If Alex can charge Carl more interest than Bob is charging Alex interest, then Alex will make money in the spread between the interest rates. But what if Bob is lending money to Alex that Bob got from Danny, who borrowed his from Emily, and so on? You see, the longer the chain is, the more dangerous it gets, the higher the interest has to be at the end of it, and the more foolish it all becomes, especially if Carl can't pay. It's a time bomb waiting to happen. That's exactly what they did. They got bailed out by the Fed. Utterly disgusting. But in Iceland, when they tried this Ponzi scheme, they ended up going to jail. All right, that's my little nerdy economic thing for today. Now I have a caller, Art in Philly, who I talked to yesterday about the Kennedys and the Mafia. Are you there?
Yes, Ryan. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I enjoyed the conversation yesterday.
Oh, thank you. Just wanted to make a comment on 2 points you talked about today. One is you're talking about judges. Give you an insight how I see this really works. I was helping a local person run for a third-party candidate run, and one of the lawyers helping his campaign out, Jan Chesey out of Bucks County, basically says for judges, he says, we look at judges as gods. We like to pay them off so we can control them. Okay, I'm surprised the guy isn't disbarred, but being a member of the legal society. So if you're wondering how they go about doing it, that's their thought process as to how they think about dealing with judges and getting them elected and how they try to control our legal system. And that's an effort that they are doing all the time, just to give you some insight to that respect.
It's also like who's watching the watchers,
Right.
Everyone, a judge is in control of your whole life when you're in a court. And people who can pay him off or who have blackmail on them, it could be the carrot or the stick, get away with bloody murder.
Yeah, pretty much. But it's more
literally.
Yeah, I agree. I've seen it happen where I am. But primarily the major effort is they are trying to set up the control of getting the person elected so that they owe them favors in case one of their lawyers comes up with a case they want to be dealt with in their favor. Now, with respect to Depository Trust Clearing Corporation, when I actually worked there, give you an idea what it's like. It's like musical chairs where they're switching around a hot potato. What they have is a trading system, which is a private trading system, very similar like the New York Stock Exchange. And the security on it is you have trading partners like J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, Citibank, on down the line. And they sign an agreement that if one of them defaults, then proportional to their investment in the company, the trading system, they will absorb the loss that has occurred, okay? But what they do is they get these blocks of mortgages, Jenny Mays, Fannie Mays, and all that, and one company like, Citibank will say the block has 100 mortgages in there, and they'll have one that's in default or ready to go in default, and then they trade it that day, okay? So the buyer might be Bank of America. They don't get to see the financial integrity of that trading block until they actually own it and bid on it. That's one of the faults of the system. There's no security rate. There's no financial rating of the financial instruments until after they're traded. So what happens is one company gets, one bad mortgage in a pool of mortgages in their Jenny Mae or Fannie Mae. Next thing you know, someone else will trade a day or a few days later, one or two. After they get two bad mortgages, someone else will trade at three. And you can see how that creates a chain reaction, almost like a nuclear financial chain reaction, which causes a meltdown. And that's basically what happened in the situation there.
Why would they be buying blind? Like they don't have a rating on what they're about to get. Why would they buy it at all?
That beats the heck out of me. I don't understand why they do that, but they do it. And the other thing I saw was when you apply for a mortgage.
Okay? I guess because they're gambling with other people's money usually, so they don't care.
Right. And like I said, there's been
For a lot of retirement funds and stuff, this is a little different, but they, they actually legally have to only buy AAA rated things because they have to be the most secure things. But when the rating doesn't matter because they've lied about everything and it really ended up just being a bunch of subprime junk, they bought them out completely. But the thing is, the investment banks, the lending institutions didn't have the burden responsibility because they went out and loaned as much as they wanted and then sold them to the investment banks so that when the person, if they were paying their monthly mortgage, the payment went to the investment bank, not to the lenders. And so the lenders really didn't care whether they paid it back or not, because if they didn't pay it back, it wasn't their loss because they had already sold it off. And then yeah. The investment banks did the same thing with their securities to all and so on. But music's coming. Tell me more about that and judges too if you want right after the break.
Okay.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
And we're back. This is Ryan Dawson filling in for Mike Rivero. I have Art on the line who worked at the DTCC, which I've been writing a book about, interested in this. And we were talking about the financial scandal and judges. And I just went over the split between investment banks and the lending institutions, and how they're all, you know, passing it off the house that Jack built and chucking responsibility. And then they furthermore went around the state regulations on insurance by getting credit default swaps and SIVs. And Art was talking about other methods of debauchery in the financial institution, where they're buying blind and sticking each other with these bad assets, which were created through deception.
Right.
Art, are you still there? Yes.
Yes. The way it started was companies like Countrywide, which were the gatekeepers to this financial system, started hiring people, you know, just off the streets, no training, as mortgage.
Well, they hired Chris Dodd of the who was in in the Senate, the head of the banking committee, and
right.
They gave him special mortgages on his own multiple properties, including in D.C.
Right, and that's, as a result of that, they looked the other way, and the system was based on what they called due diligence of the mortgage brokers, making sure that the financial viability of the person borrowing the money was there. And you know, when it went down to, like, you know, zero down and you know, no doc, no income verification, no doc loans, it just opened up the floodgates, and that's when it really, you know, snowballed. So
not only no doc loans, but they suckered a lot of these people on with adjustable rate mortgage type teaser rates that completely skyrocketed 2 years later.
Yes. There also was a big problem. There still was a big problem in the inner cities and the lower income areas, what they call predatory lending. And they, like you said, they used variable rate mortgages that give you a teaser rate for the first couple of years, and then they skyrocket up through the roof afterwards for the next 27, 25 years.
Simultaneous to that, the Fed also jacked its rates up and then later reversed and opened the discount window to the bankers, but that didn't trickle down, and it never does.
Right. Well, Reagan started the idea, trickle-down
effect. So I just wanted to get that phrase in there because it's funny, but I mean what I said, though.
But if you look at right now, if you actually went on the website, dtcc.com, and you look at the executive bios, you will see that, you know, the fox is in the henhouse. You know, where is the oversight to make sure that they don't do it again? I mean, the real lesson we should have learned from this is they got away with $20 trillion. Why are they not going to try to get away with $200 trillion?
Yeah. Well, they also were the great enablers for all the naked short selling, which is illegal, by the way. I don't care what Wikipedia says or not. I mean, anybody can edit it, and I'm sure they can just pay somebody to sit there and make sure it says what they wanted to. Actually, the fellows from Overstock.com and another guy did a great little presentation about naked shorts. If you would like that explained with visuals, which also involve the DTCC, and that's not their name anymore, but I highly recommend that. But I've got, Art, I've got five more callers in a row hitting the lines up. You're welcome to call back, but I'm going to let you go and take Jim in Georgia. Jim, are you there?
Yes. How are you doing?
Sir. I'm all right.
I've got a question. I know when they float a bond or some kind of tax to build a stadium or a highway or a bridge, that it has to be voted on by the people of the county or the city or the state. Who okays this money to go to the $80 billion a month to go to Wall Street, or money that goes to Israel and all these places? Is it done by the senators? Is it done by Congress? Who okays this? Has one person got the okay to do this? Ooh.
Well,
I'd like to know who has the power to okay giving this money.
On the federal level, for example, the aid to Israel, which is actually just free money, that's part of the foreign aid and USAID, and it has to go through appropriations first. It's the committee in Congress, and then the Senate will pass it. But the way that is automatic. I mean, since Robert Byrd died, the Senate votes 100-0 for aid to Israel every single time. As far as bridges and things like that, your state is paying for its own highways, except for the interstate. New bridges,
okay.
Of course, if you listen to a couple of days ago, they're not building a lot of the bridges that they're supposed to be. and they will build bridges in Iraq and other places, for example. But actually, when you really look at that, a lot of them were contracted to build them, and they didn't actually end up ever getting built, but the money disappeared anyway. As for the $80 billion to Wall Street, that came from the bailouts, which also started in appropriations. And we really all lost the money because they take money from the states, and who takes it from you. And your property taxes pay for public schools and in all but two states.
I understand that. What I'm asking is who gives the okay, like the $80 billion to Wall Street and that? Who? One man.
Oh, that came from the Congress and the President, starting from the Appropriations Committee.
So our senators and our Congress people are the ones that give the okay.
Yep, and the President, because the President could have vetoed it and didn't.
Right.
In fact, the presidents were both Bush and Obama wrote the bills that they sent to Congress. Their administrators wrote them up, and then Congress pushed them through. The first one was denied to Bush. The Republicans actually shot down the first round of bailouts. But later on, they all passed, as did Obama's stimulus package. And then with the secret bailout from the Fed, nobody had to okay that. The Fed just did it and didn't have to listen to anybody. They did it in secret.
Right. That's what I wanted to know, is who had the power to do that. So we don't know who had the power then, do we?
Well, that would have been Bernanke and the other chairs of the Fed.
Right. Well, thank you. That's what I wanted to know.
Well, that's the ultimate top of the pyramid then. Well, now Bernanke's out, but it doesn't matter. Whoever the Fed chairman is, they always serve the same interest.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I enjoy you. You're a good host. Thank you, sir.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad he chose me. Rick in Arizona. Thank you for waiting.
Ryan, yeah, I was wondering, what kind of you don't have to tell me, but what kind of a working background do you have? It sounds like you know a lot about finance.
You mean in economics? Well, actually, I went to the College of William & Mary, and I majored in history. But my family are mostly businessmen, and I'm pretty self-educated. I learned a lot, actually, more after college than in. And I got into economics. I guess Bill Still probably sparked my interest back when I was a teenager, and I just read a lot of books about it and studied it independently. But I've never worked for a financial institution or anything to do with Wall Street or anything like that. I did start buying stocks when I was 13. I wasn't allowed to legally own them until I was 18, but I was interested in blue chip and white chip stocks when I was a young kid. I guess I'm just a weird, nerdy kid, but that always fascinated me, and I since sold them all off. And I don't participate in legalized gambling anymore, but I don't have any official credentials in finance, in the world of finance. I just am a nerdy person that reads a lot of books.
What's your attitude on the no plane theory for 9/11?
I think it's retarded, to be blunt.
I think it's disinformation.
Because the planes were witnessed by half of New York City running into the buildings, and hundreds of people witnessed the plane hitting the Pentagon, and it's total disinformation. I mean, it makes a stigma about 9/11 truth, where people, prominent people with stuff to lose, don't want to talk about it because they don't want to be associated with lunatics. But we got the music coming. I'll address more of that when we get back, and I'm also going to get to Renee and Scott after the break.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plaques, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine, free memberships, and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Hey, we're back. This is the What Really Happened show. I'm Ryan Dawson filling in for Mike Rivero. The number to call in is 800-313-9443. And I had a question about the no planes. I won't even call it a theory. I just call it a baloney on 9/11. And no, I don't give that any merit whatsoever. But I think the professionalism of that BS is such a high level that I really question where it's coming from. There were airplanes on 9/11. Jeremy Glick was in the judo circuit. I personally knew him. He did die. He was on Flight 93. Those people are gone. There were airplanes. It's especially the second plane hitting the World Trade Centers. Most of New York was watching the towers because there's smoke billowing out of the first one and saw the airplane run into the tower. And just, you got to be a little bit out of your mind to deny that. And in doing so, there's a lot of crazy stuff about 9/11, and it ranges in its degrees of stupidity. You have the really, really wild stuff with aliens and all the rest of that, and you're your futuristic space rays and dustification and all that. That's, you know, but not that many people pay attention to that junk. The real problem is the Jonestown stuff, which is or like loose change, and it's denial of saying there's missiles and this and that, but they're a lot more deadly. I spent many years in my life making a film about 9/11, researching and put it out there, because I started with a homepage on AOL with like 12 readers. You know, I'm doing this show now and I've been on television and such, but it didn't start that way. And, you know, I had to listen to these maniacs who already had a big microphone going off and doing all the silly stuff forever and claw my way up to be able to have a voice and make my own film about it to debunk this. And so I have people ask me all the time, you know, your guests you've had on, like Norman Finkelstein and Peter Schiff and Rockwell, do they ever tell you in private, like, what they think about 9/11? And I'll just say this. Whatever someone tells me in private is private. A lot of these people have careers and reputations, and speaking up on 9/11 will place you in a category of being a crazy person, and it's going to discredit every issue you've ever spoken about. That's just the reality of the situation. And the reason for that is thanks to the disinformation and sensationalism that selling shills like Alex Melonhead Jones and these other charlatans put out on the radio all the time. They're fear-mongers. And they have polluted 9/11. They've poisoned 9/11 truth forever. That is the largest obstacle for why people who think privately will never say anything publicly about 9/11, because it probably won't do them much good, and it is going to do a lot of personal harm to them. And that's why I hammer, rather than ignore, the kooks and the truth movement. A lot of people say, leave them alone, just don't even say anything. But no, I will absolutely take you to the woodshed if you're going to deny planes or anything like that, because someone has to start pushing back on the crazies. I've been screaming about 9/11 for 12 years, and the problem is Alex Jones. That is the number one obstacle standing in the way of truth. You got a bunch of crazies who've made it taboo, just like they did the Tea Party and the Occupy movement. No one wants to be seen as a racist or a communist, and no one wants to be associated with a lunatic either, telling you that you know, your juice boxes make you gay, or your light bulbs are got Google flicker rates are going to control your mind, and there's a zillion different ways they're going to come kill you. If he would do the world a favor, he would just shut the hell up or just stop saying things that are absolutely crazy. And I have to deal with those lunatics all the time, and that's why I get real. I flip a switch when people start saying stuff like that, and because disinformation is killing the truth movement a lot more than the government's ridiculous story. And if I'm going to make a film with very factual, very verifiable explanation about what happened on 9/11, not some vague path to nowhere saying, oh, well, they did it, or the NWO or Illuminati or Bavarian death cults or the Jesuits or just stupid nonsense like that. I give you specific names, specific documents, who made out, who made what money, went over all the banking and background on the Silversteins and everything else, the Israelis caught on the bridge with a band full of bombs, and everyone focuses on the dancing Israelis. That is a fraction of the story of Israel's involvement in 9/11. And 2 days ago, I went over the anthrax story and walked through it already. And the films are up online. They're free. But I basically have to distribute them almost one-on-one to people, because if you go and Google anything about 9/11, you're going to run into the Jonestown dragnet and get sucked into a world of stupid, because there's just an infinite sea of dumb 9/11 theories that take you nowhere. They don't tell you what happened at all. All they tell you is what didn't happen, and fixate on, oh, Building 7 fell too fast. Well, whoopee-doo, yes, it did. You need to know a little bit more than that, a little bit more depth than the 9/11, than the buildings fell down too fast, if you're ever going to figure out who did it and why they did it, how it was connected to the war in Iraq, and the whole geopolitical strategy and what's been going on in the world. And I get sick to death of these charlatans that get up there like televangelists and sell their idiocy to suckers. Turn that stuff off. They just go ahead and graduate from it. Do not come in and call and ask about no planes unless you're ready for a beating for that. And I'll take the next caller, who is Renee from North Carolina. How are you? Renee?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello.
I'm here. We are on the same page, because I'm about done with alternative media, because it's so frustrating. I find a younger person like you refreshing. It needs new blood. You know, if we don't like them calling us names like conspiracy theorists, You know, how about all the political name-calling, calling people liberal, commie, socialist and stuff? Is that going to make some person who maybe was raised a Democrat want to listen to you? No, see, this kind of language divides.
It turns them off
and
right
they
away.
Are actually, they're actually helping to hold this in place, aiding the people who want to use divide and conquer. They are right here in this libertarian movement. You, and
well,
they,
hey,
I know they
didn't
know
you,
better.
Didn't you know that Obama's a secret Muslim and he was born in Kenya?
I can't hardly take anymore. It's like,
I understand it.
You know, the thing is, they do some of the very things they complain about, they turn around and do. They play the right-left paradigm like a fiddle.
Oh, yeah. Nobody is more dogmatic than some of these truthers. Nobody's more dogmatic than this coming. No building never fell from fire. They've got the lines all parroted, and I'm tired of it.
Well, that's just it. And they're all this political stuff with all them fighting about their isms, you know, is a diversion. Cause you know what? You can use anything for good or evil. You can use capitalism for evil or you can use communism for good. It's like, so these people that get stuck in one or the other and then they close their eyes. It's about, are you using, those are tools. Now, are you using that tool for good or are you using it for evil? This is about fraud.
They do that with religion and other things. It's like a car.
Across the board.
Right? It's like a car. The driver determines whether you run into people with it or stay on the road. It's not the vehicle. And any economic system has its ups and downs, but you can use, you can look throughout history of all different manner of there have been even benevolent monarchs. You can have any system. It's not a symptom of the system you have in place. It's the actual policies, individual policies that are implemented, and they can happen under a democracy or a dictatorship or fascism or anything, really.
Exactly. I agree exactly. And the thing is, actually, I think it's more accurate to call the problem we have right now fascism, and the powerful people and corporations and government uniting together against the people. But these people are continually going, oh, it's them liberal, commie, socialists. And I don't think that's the problem. But see, fascism tends to come from the right, and so they don't want to look at that because they're still carrying, a lot of them are still carrying so much Republican baggage with them, and they can't seem to give up these patterns of behavior.
Fascism's just socialism for the rich. You know, there's really no difference between socialism and fascism other than socialists assume that out of the government's own benevolence, they're going to redistribute money to the poor. And they don't. What happens is they redistribute money to themselves. And that is the flaw with it. And that can happen in any system. You see it in the so-called Democratic Republic of the United States is one of the most fascist countries in the world. I mean, they just divvied out trillions of dollars.
That's why these people get mad at poor people. Yeah, they throw some pennies at the poor people to shut them up. And they're using the poor people as an excuse to take the money from you. And then they throw some pennies at the poor people, but they're pocketing
the
big
money
bucks for themselves.
Welfare on the poor is not even a fraction of a fraction compared to corporate welfare. I mean, it's not even on the map.
But that's not what they like to focus on because they're bringing a lot of their old baggage with them. And the thing is, I'm really sick of all this diversion. Probably to me, and you tell me if you think I'm wrong, to me, one of the biggest problems we face is the legal and judicial branch of our government because they're not doing their job and they're
saying all these things are unconstitutional. You want to hold on through the break? I hear the music coming on.
Okay.
I'm glad a fellow Carolinian called in. Hold on just through the next commercial.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN4All.com.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
On the fifth day of global warming, Al Gore gave to me five jolly bonus $4 guests, three Felpaco makers, two melting ice caps, and a fear mongering documentary.
Nice jingle there. Renee, North Carolina, to address your question, absolutely, I think the judicial branch has fallen asleep at the wheel. And they're really not getting the flack that they deserve. We focus a lot more on the president and sometimes the Congress critters.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the judges, especially. And one particular named Judge Boyle in North Carolina, Terrence Boyle, an absolute neocon and has destroyed where I used to live in the Outer Banks in Cape Hatteras. And they definitely need more of a spotlight shined on them.
Well, that's just it. And see, instead of always talking about liberal, commie, socialist, it's like, look, it is the falling down of law enforcement, all those regulating alphabet agencies, the lawyers, the judges, everything else. It is their dishonesty that allows all the other dishonesty. They're such cowards. They go around framing powerless people while the powerful people, the selective prosecution, they do nothing about them. It is this branch, and I'm sorry, it's just this alternative radio is just, with all this diversion, is so ineffective, and we just keep going down this. I'm starting to lose
hope. Well, I talk about it just about an hour ago. We were, myself and a caller were talking about how judges are vetted, how they're selected, and what they really do, and the involvements with. And yesterday, you talked about the mob, and I'll talk about judges, and I talk about the president too. So there is new blood, and you know, alternative media, it's case by case, you know, there's. I like Rivera. Obviously, I wouldn't sub for his show otherwise. But, you know, it's there. There's independent media. I'm trying to build a new network myself. And I believe you might like my new book, which is coming. It'll be an ebook too. You can get a hold of it immediately in just probably 2 or 3 days. It's called Separation of Business and State. And in there, I think I cover a lot of what you're angry about. And I hope a lot of people read it because that's really the crux of the issue. We have to separate business and state. And whether it's the left wing saying, oh, the corporations are bribing the government to do this and that, or the opposite saying, well, no, it's the state control of corporations with force, it doesn't matter. It's the same result. And I show in that book, Separation of Church and State, I don't mean to be plugging it, I just don't know anyone else that's written anything like this, exactly what we ought to be doing and where I think the focus has to be. And yeah, and I hope you don't give up on alternative media because you certainly don't want the corporate media. Just find different people to listen to. You know, it's okay to shift around in it, but don't give up on us.
Well, you know, it's just that I think they need to somehow clean up their own act. The thing is, and
well, a lot
we
of them they're giving you a product
effective.
Instead of the news.
Huh?
They're not giving you the news. They're giving you a product. A lot of the so-called alternative media is just a bunch of salesmen for fear. And
some of the shows
I don't like a lot of them either. But I'm not giving up on independent media.
Yeah, and the thing is, this is serious. People's lives are being destroyed on a daily basis by this. This is not without consequences. They somehow have to get their act together, quit going down so many rabbit trails, because when they do that, they're not the solution, they're the problem. Quit name calling, and we need to focus like a laser on the areas who it would be most effective to go after instead of splitting people between liberal
Absolutely.
And conservative.
Well, we're getting the old divide and conquer. It's a classic divide and conquer scam. You know, that's what
and
we're up to.
And they are doing it in alternative media. That's
oh,
why
yeah.
I'm so frustrated.
Well, a lot of alternative media fosters that stuff. They get their little niche and say, I'll just say whatever I think is true. I don't care who I tick off or whatever. I mean, to me, the truth is the most important thing, and you can say whatever you want about me. It doesn't matter. It's about what's right, not who's right. And I really wish all this, you know, these little factions and stuff would grow up. I agree. But I got another caller, and I have
okay.
8 minutes to preface something.
Thank
so
you.
Thanks for your call, though. Scott, just hold on a little bit. Or I got to cram through. Well, no, I'll go ahead and get you now. You got to be quick, though. Wisconsin.
Well, Eric, I kind of disagree with that woman, first of all, because she's got a lot of, I'll just say that. There are
okay.
good people on the independent, like you, that's a subtle guy, and Michael, and other guys. She's just got to open up her eyes and search for the right guys. Hey, Ryan, I just want to talk real quick. Let's concentrate on the Avalanche. AIG, how many times did they bail them out? Let's go tack Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, the federal boys, wipe that out. Let's go then go do the housing swaps, destroy that. How about go try the car swap? $8,000, bring your junker in for first-time buyer. Then go talk about the college loans.
How about the GM loan?
They
gave them $30 billion, and then they use the money to ship
yeah,
jobs
exactly.
to China.
Let me just go on, and then I'll get off here.
Right.
College loans. Ryan,
yeah.
how much is that in the debt? Then you get down to the private insurance and attack and destroy that, and now they got it down to an individual person saying, you got to pay $350 a month for a family of five and then fork up $10,000 for the deductible if you have surgery. People across this country, here's the bottom line, Ryan. It's called The Good Lord Up Above and His Son Against Satan. And if people don't start getting on their hands and knees, how can you stand up to walk, brother? Thanks for taking my call. God bless.
Right on, man. Okay, well, I have a guest for the third hour, and I wanted to preface something that some news in Japan, because we're going to be talking about the state secrecy law, but I wanted to see something that happened this morning in Japan time, and I just want to say this line, Naoki Inose, you failed this city, and that was the governor of Tokyo. He resigned this morning. Naoki Inose was involved in a loan scandal. We were just talking about this kind of thing, but he was involved in a loan scandal, so he resigned, saying that he lacked virtue. It's a very Japanese thing to say. He took 50 million yen bribe, loan, whatever you want to call it. It's a bribe from a political family behind the medical group here in Japan. They're called the Tokushuka. And Tokushuka gave this loan before last year's gubernatorial election. And unlike in America, where, as I said, the head of the banking committee himself was involved in favoring financial institutions, that was Chris Dodd, and then he got cleared by the ethics committee by his buddies. Naoki faced 20 hours, actually over 20 hours of questioning by the General Affairs Committee, and then he resigned. Hopefully it won't affect the Olympics coming to Tokyo, but, you know, I'm glad it's, but there's a panel now with the power to summon witnesses, which has been made to continue the investigation. So he's basically bribed off by this medical industry. One thing he could do is that he could approve opening new hospitals and things like that as governor, and so they basically purchased him, but he got caught. So I say one down, many more to go. At least the one of these. Japan has been creeping towards its old past of imperialism recently, and I wanted to talk more about that, but I have a guest who I believe is going to go over it with me. We'll probably segue from the secrecy law into what's been going on. But suffice to say, you've seen all this hype over the Sankaku Islands. They're rocks, really. It has nothing to do with the islands at all. But China and Japan are both claiming the territory is theirs. Presently, it is Japanese, but the government bought it from their private owners. The private owners were also Japanese. So in my opinion, they're Japanese islands. And you can say I live in Japan and I'm biased, but really, I don't have a stake in it. I don't care. It's 50-50, and I actually think they are Japan's, but that's neither here nor there, because what's happened is they used it as an excuse. They do this every year around December for China and Japan to start, throwing spitballs at each other over this stupid dispute. And China's saying now that any aircraft, military aircraft, including American, that fly over this territory, they have to announce themselves that they're coming into Chinese territory, into Chinese airspace. They just arbitrarily increased their airspace to go over these hotly contested islands. Now, Japan doesn't do that either. They just leave it as neutral, even though they claim it as theirs. They wouldn't do that because it's going to tick off North and South Korea and Taiwan and everyone else. But China decided to do it. China does that for every island, even the Spratly Islands down in Malaysia. And that's because America's been surrounding them by bases and scaring the hell out of them. And so they're trying to stop this specific pivot, and this is one of their moves. And in doing so, they gave the Japanese, who've been getting increasingly more right-wing under Shinzo Abe, the pretext and excuse and clout to increase their military spending. And they say by 5%, but it's way more than that. That's to go up to 5% of their GDP. They've purchased all these Lockheed Martin and Boeing products. I'll talk more about it right after the break. We're going to have Kayleen Babcock on to talk about state secrecy.